American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. More than 100 people were shot in Chicago over the extended 4th of July holiday weekend, and 19 of them died. Chicago Police Superintendent Larry Snelly telling reporters they're using all of their resources to try and find the suspects responsible for a string of shootings, and is calling on community members who may have information to come forward.
We need to take these people off the street, and we need to keep them off the street so that they don't reoffend, so that they don't destroy other families.
Four more Democrats are joining calls for President Biden to end his reelection bid. This as the Biden campaign is facing mounting pressure following the president's disastrous debate performance 2 weeks ago and a recent ABC News interview. But remember, the media has strongly defended Biden.
He's very lucid, very well informed. He speaks quietly and a little bit slowly, but, you know.
We've spent way too much time talking about this president's age. And I'll say it again. When Ronald Reagan was the oldest person to ever be in the White House and to run for re-election, I don't recall a lot of people within his own party talking about the fact that we need to get another person. He's too old.
He's totally focused. He's very sharp. And the proof is in the performance.
He's far beyond cogent. In fact, I think he's better than he's ever been.
One of the themes this election cycle is that Joe Biden is too old to lead. And so everyone is seizing upon this. And it is a classic disinformation tactic.
There's a growing and insidious trend in right-wing media, broadcast, print, and social media. It is to take highly misleading and selectively edited videos of President Biden directly from Republican National Committee social media accounts and then use those videos to spread messages virally to cast doubt on President Biden's fitness for office.
Former Ohio Democrat Congressman Tim Ryan says Democrats are in trouble and they know it.
I'm here in Ohio, like, just, you can't go to a coffee shop, you can't go to a bar, you can't go to a soccer game where people aren't talking about this in a negative sense. And so that reality is there. And I think, you know, it's important to be loyal, but part of being loyal is being honest. And I think we have to be honest to each other of just how difficult of a situation this is.
There's an effort to get local TV stations to talk more about so-called man-made climate change. Robert Thornton explains.
When you watch your favorite local TV meteorologist, you're probably interested in finding out about severe weather or what the weather will be for today or tonight or in the coming days. But climate change? There are several viewpoints on the subject, ranging from man is doing nothing to affect the climate, to man is doing a little, to it's all caused by humans. What was once just a topic for mainstream national media outlets has found its way to local television markets. As first reported by the New York Times, a TV weatherman took a job at KCCI in Des Moines, Iowa. Station leadership wanted him to talk about climate change, but many of the viewers felt differently, and he began getting hate mail and even a death threat. Dr. Cal Beisner is president of the Cornwall Alliance.
An organization called Climate Matters is pouring money into local weather stations to get them to have their local forecasters ring the climate alarm bell, so to speak.
Retired broadcast meteorologist Scott Chesner spent 42 years in the business with stints at AccuWeather, the Dallas-Fort Worth TV market, and in East Texas.
I mean, I'm glad that I wasn't asked to do that during my career, because I would have been fired pretty quickly, probably. It's dishonest in that it's presenting theory as being fact.
He said it's a ploy to get more viewers. He said the recent total solar eclipse brought a drop in temperatures, a natural cause of climate change.
And hurricane conditions are still pummeling parts of South Texas.
More than a million utilities customers are said to have electric service affected in the Houston area following the arrival of Hurricane Beryl. Landfall, or where the storm center reaches land, is reportedly at Matagorda, roughly 100 miles south of Galveston. The storm is moving inland, but risks of hurricane-strength wind and coastal storm surge persist. Eben Brown, Fox News.
More news online at AFN.net. I'm Rusty Pugh.